happy Wednesday, everybody. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Transportation and Logistics Podcast, powered by Atlanta Dispatch and Humblebee Enterprises. I'm very excited to be here with a special guest. We got our brother Reed Clements of Highway. And before we begin, I wanted to just start by saying, you know, if you're based out of an area that observes daylight savings, you are aware that the clock sprung forward this past weekend, all right? One of the main things I think about these days is I just became a father. I want to make sure that, you know, when my kids come of age, I can still keep up with them. I'm not winded, wheezing, bended over, hunched over. So fitness and just prioritizing health, that's a big thing for me. So Monday came, and when I hit the gym, the parking lot was empty. It's one of those things that it wasn't even a consideration of me not going just because the vision is clear. You know, health is number one. So did want to start by saying that. Also, The Dispatcher's Guide to the Galaxy is available now in an ebook or a physical book. You can get it on my website, transportationandlogistics.club/book. And if you have been tapped in with us here on the Transportation and Logistics Clubhouse, you know that every Monday morning, we have been partnering up with FreightWaves Sonar team. And this is the funny thing. Our guest tonight is the reason why that whole thing happened in the first place. Reed, we've been keeping it going, brother. So we've actually revamped it. So I just want to say thank you, my guy. I appreciate you even, you know, starting that situation with us.
No, I'm happy to be here again, I see it growing, and I've seen the transitions for people that did it with you over the past year, it seems like, and I see Rick, so I'm happy I've started that, and I'm very, very happy to see it still going, so thank you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. We're evolving, you know, at this point, it's us being joined by freight brokers, so no longer, I mean, we're also talking about the analytics behind some of the lanes and the markets that people should position their trucks in to take advantage of those markets. But now we're also introducing them to the freight source. So over the past couple of weeks, we've had Nolan Transportation and we've had Sage Freight. So we've introduced folks to probably about 10 or so very, very high volume opportunities. So, you know, we're going to see how far we can take that one. But that partnership has been golden. And again, I just wanted to say thank you. And my brother, how's the transition been? You know, you're over at Highway now. How's life?
It's been wild, as you can imagine, starting a new job, of course, especially at a startup. Comes with all sorts of responsibility and all the work that goes into it, but it's been very busy, but it's been an incredible ride so far. I just celebrated my 3-month anniversary with Highway a couple days ago. So it hasn't been that long, but already feels like it's been a year or so. Just long days, long nights, a lot of stuff happening, which is what you can ask for, right?
It's
what you
want. All right. Oh man, responsibility. And look, not only the responsibility, but the exposure, the understanding of what it takes to get a startup to the next level. And that, from what I hear, that experience is like you can't even put a price on it. You know, that's invaluable.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Invaluable experience. And once you do it once, you start making friends, and it makes the next time easier and the next time easier. So thankfully, I'm on my second startup now, and I was able to take what I learned from FreightWaves. I'm still friends with everyone over there, of course, but I was able to repeat what I learned and take it on the next one and fix any errors I made and make sure to write this time. So it's been great.
Oh, that's awesome, brother. That's awesome. Well, look, this is the Transportation and Logistics Clubhouse. You know, with your role in the industry, do you feel like you're in logistics? Do you feel like you're in tech, freight tech? Is there a crossover? How do you position yourself in the industry?
Yeah, so I consider myself to be in the freight tech industry, but I only work with brokers. So every single day I'm in the weeds with brokers talking about double brokering problems and fraud problems and carrier compliance and sourcing capacity. So that's the world I live in. And I think we've talked about this before, but I have family in brokerage. I grew up in a transportation family as well. So I've kind of been around it for a long time. and now I'm in the freight tech world, but I consider myself to kind of live in the transportation world kind of full
Oh,
time.
awesome. So is what you're doing currently, or maybe even what you did previously with FreightWaves, did that impact your family in the way that they were also handling their day-to-day responsibilities?
Yeah, to an extent, I would absolutely say so. So since FreightWaves had such a heavy footprint in like the media world, and we got to hear stories all the time of companies everywhere, I was able to kind of make sure that my family was aware of what was happening all the time and just stay on top of it. And now that I'm at Highway, I'm hearing, I mean, my clients are brokerages, and once again, I'm hearing the horror stories of fraud and double broker experiences and stolen freight, stolen identities. It's crazy to hear, but I can always just make sure that my family, like my mother-in-law who owns a brokerage, like be aware this is happening, or watch out for this, or if this something like this looks sketchy, then steer clear for sure. So stuff like that, but yeah.
Well, I love it, man. I love it. That's practical knowledge that you could talk about around the dinner table. I love to hear that. So what is Highway? All right, it's a brand new situation. You've been
Yep.
there for 3 months. Congratulations on that 90-day mark. That means you should get benefits now.
Yeah. I
But what is
survived.
Highway?
Yeah, so Highway is, I mean, we're all adults here, so everyone on this call has done some sort of financial tool, whether that's getting credit, getting your credit report, applying for a loan or something. When you go through these financial tools, the very first thing that happens is you go through an identity engine. The goal from a financial perspective is how can I verify this person is who they say they are through multi-factor authentication and through progressive profiling. So to make sure that we're all on the same page here, what I mean by that is we're going to send a text message to this code, to this number, put in the code that we send you, or here's a code we're sending this email address, put in the code to authenticate you as a person, not a robot. And then once you're in, they can do a series of challenges, something like, here's the last four addresses you've lived at. Which one do you live at currently? Or here's five cars. Which one did you never own in your lifetime? Stuff like that. They're verifying your identity, right? So Highway is this identity engine for brokers to use on their carrier network. The general idea being, I want to know who this random person is trying to pick up my load. I want to know if they have the authority of the carrier they say they're with to actually get the load on their behalf, and do they even have the equipment necessary to pull this load that I need them to pull for me. So Highway is this identity engine to verify those things through a series of challenges and through multi-factor authentication. And that's at our roots what we are as an identity engine. Now, the fun part of that is as an identity engine, we also have a sourcing tool where you can find every single carrier in North America. You can search by name, by DOT, by MC number to find the specific carrier, or you can search a lane like Atlanta to Dallas. And we're going to show you every single carrier who runs freight on that specific lane, kind of filtered by who has the most inspection history between those two points to help you source capacity better. So you find a carrier, you connect with them, you put them through the identity engine. Then the kind of the back half of this is carrier onboarding and compliance. We can onboard the carrier to you, fully integrated with your TMS if you have one, and kind of take care of the compliance and onboarding aspect as well. So that's Highway in a nutshell at a high level. There's a lot of moving pieces to it, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I appreciate that overview. And I guess to just knock them down as you laid them out, double brokering, fraud, huge issues, especially since the economy has gotten to be what it is. It's very tight. People steal when they don't have their own. So it's very unfortunate. But it is something. It's one of those realities that we're living in right now. How do you? What do you describe, or how do you define double brokering? Like, if you're talking to a broker, I know that they already have this idea, but if you're selling your services, what are you saying that Highway can do to prevent double brokering?
Yeah, I think there's kind of two questions there. One is what's my definition or a basic definition of double brokering, and then what is Highway doing to prevent it, right? So double brokering, in like the simplest, easiest definition that I can think of, is anytime a broker offers a load to a carrier and the carrier accepts that load and then ends up brokering that load again to a next carrier without the original broker knowing that they were going to use a separate carrier. So a lot of problems with that, one being insurance, two being how can you track a truck that's not actually moving your load, three being what if something happens to the load, it's stolen. There's all sorts of problems that come along with it. And double brokering has been around for a long time, and it's always happened, and it probably always will, if we're being super honest. And the reason it's bad is the times it goes astray, the times the wreck, the times the load gets stolen, the times something happens to it. That's when the problems arise. Because once again, it's happening all the time, but it's when people get caught that's a problem. So I think that answers your first question. And your second question being, what's highway doing for it? We don't let the bad actors get in the first place. The identity engine completely eliminates anyone committing fraud, anyone who's trying to pick up a load for a truck they don't actually have. It verifies all this information on the front end so that the carrier who's potentially trying to steal a load or double broker a load can't pick it up in the first place.
Gotcha. Yep, that was two questions, and I appreciate that. Now, this is something that is part of my day to day. As a dispatch company owner, I book freight on behalf of owner operators and small fleets all the time, all day long. And if it's a newer relationship, that means that all of my credentials are not associated with their profile. Up front, those are things that happen over time. So when it comes to a dispatch service, who have been legitimized by the FMCSA, as long as they are doing these certain things, they're legitimate. What's the process of a dispatch agent? How are you guys detecting if it's a dispatch agency that's out there trying to book their loads? And what would you guys need to see in order for that to be okay?
You're right. Dispatchers are, it's a necessary part of the market, just like brokers are a necessary part of the market. And dispatchers have gotten far more relevant the past few years than ever before, which you're well aware of.
Yes, sir.
Dispatchers are essentially acting as the carrier to an extent. They're acting as the carrier to pick up the load from either the shipper or the broker, and then literally dispatch it to the carrier and take care of the load details for them, right? So on one end, you're acting as the carrier, so you would accept the load from the broker. So if a broker wanted to use you, Jory, they would send you a connection link in Highway. You would receive the link, open it up, you'd see the broker's branded Highway portal. You would press get started with Highway, and it would take you personally through the identity engine to verify those three things I said before. Who are you? Do you have the authority of the carrier to make this decision? And do you have the equipment necessary to get my load? So you would put in your cell phone number, we'd authenticate it. We'd ask for your name and your email address. We'd authenticate that. And then we would end up saying, looks like you don't have your own assets. Are you a dispatcher? You would say, yes, I'm a dispatcher. And then we would say, please send over the MCs and collect information for the carriers who you represent. We would get that. And we would send a text or an email or a phone call to said carriers to get their authorization for you to make decisions on their behalf as a dispatcher. And as soon as they say yes, you're golden. You're an approved dispatcher for all of those carriers, and you can make decisions on their behalf with the broker's intent, essentially, at that point.
Got you.
Does that make sense? I know I'm kind of walking through it here, but did that make sense the way I explained it there?
It made sense. I did have one thing that I wanted to clarify, right? Because if I'm having this conversation, I see something posted on the load board, and it's the normal situation. I don't know that this broker is a customer of Highway, and that's their onboarding tool. So we get to the point where we're like, yeah, let's do this. They're going to send me a link. Is it a matter of putting that MC in first, or putting those identification, like the phone number and all that kind of stuff first?
So we authenticate the person first,
Gotcha.
and then we want to authenticate you as a representative of the company. Okay. So we want to know first and foremost, are you trying to steal freight? Is your phone number a blacklisted phone number from all these other fraud attempts? If so, good luck ever getting in. You've been trying to steal freight from other people and we've caught you before. So it's a no-go. Once your phone number is clear, we go into the next phase. It's called progressive profiling in finance. And that's what we're bringing to the trucking industry is financial level cybersecurity protocols to end this plague of double brokering and fraud.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. No, I definitely respect that. You know, at first I was like, why would you take the number first? But it makes sense if there's already, you know, a repository of blacklisted numbers. Why even waste more time? Let's go ahead and do that first. Okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And then you went and said this thing of you then verify that the equipment is there in the first place. What's that technology looking like? Is that looking at, you know, the biennial update and what they put on that form?
No. So technically, no. We have the MCS-150 form that a carrier would fill out. We have the FMCSA data about a carrier already, and then we enrich that data by using ELD providers' information, local DMV information, different financial institutes, and different insurance companies' information about a carrier to kind of create these shell carrier profiles on every single MC and VOT number in North America. Like I was saying before. Think of it like Zoom info for a carrier network. So we kind of know everything about this carrier before they ever come through highway. So we know what trucks the carrier has. We know every single inspection they've ever had. We know if their cell phone has been attached to other companies, if their email has been attached to other companies, if their address is the exact same address as other companies, if they have a brokerage authority within a half mile of their carrier authority's main office. We know if they've ever been fined as a double broker before. We know if they have a scheduled auto policy on their insurance, but some of their equipment is not on there. So we actually look at every single VIN number that they own to see if it's insured or not. So we have this data already from these kind of independent data sources that we blended together to create these shell profiles on the carrier. And that's what we're able to verify off of to confirm. Does he actually have a flatbed trailer for this flatbed load? Or is he trying to pick up a random load and then double broker it out?
I got you. Yeah, double brokering is a plague, man. And, you know, if you've ever been a part of it, it's not fun. As a dispatch service, it's one, you know, if I'm talking to somebody that's interested in getting into the industry, you know, walking them through the easiest ways to identify if the load you just booked is something that's been double brokered. That's a must. Like, it's, I hate that that's a normal part of a dispatcher protecting their client, but it is. And you got to do it because most times if somebody is double brokering, the whole point is to skim money off the top. So, you taking the 10, 15, 30 minutes, whatever it would take to, you know, get to the bottom of that is going to ultimately be, it's going to lead to more money for your carrier. So you got to do it. You definitely got to do it. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. So, all right. So we're talking, we've gotten through the onboard phase. Now you said that you actually are able to then give the brokers, your customers, the opportunity to search a particular lane, and it's going to pull in all of the carriers who run that lane on a consistent basis. You know, from my perspective, or I guess from the perspective of everybody before Highway came out, you know, you just go to whatever load board you were posting your loads on, search for a truck, and, you know, pray that you find somebody that, you know, looks pretty safe. But you're saying you guys are able to offer all of those folks up front, and you've already graded their, you know, present maybe a risk analysis or something of that nature.
Yeah. The only, you're exactly right. The only thing I would kind of edit from that statement is we're not scoring them per se.
Okay.
We're going to show you everything relevant to that carrier and then letting you decide if that's a risk you want to take or not. So like some carriers, We call them insights. Some carriers have no insights at all. They're a beautiful looking carrier. They have 30 trucks, no insights. There's no reason to not use them. Other carriers are gonna have an insight like no inspection history, or an insight like they have a flagged factoring company that's known for working with double brokers, or an insight like they have 12 trucks and these three specific VIN numbers are not on their scheduled auto policy. So we bubble those flags to the top of the carrier's profile for you to see it, and then let you make a decision on if that's a risk you want to move forward with or not, or at least bring it up to the carrier to find out more about it.
Gotcha. And that's your technology that's providing those insights. That's not leveraging anybody else's?
Nope. That is Highway.
Okay, cool. You know, I like that because just being in the industry and knowing that you nowadays you're having several options to kind of go back to see what a carrier's done in the past. But we all know that Carrier 411 was they're the OG in this whole thing.
Right.
And you know, some of their processes aren't, you know, some people like it, some people don't. Some people don't even know that they are being reported against, and if they don't say anything within that a lot of time, it just sticks. You know what yep. I mean? So it's a lot of reasons why it's a good thing that you guys have your own way of pulling in those insights.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And then you did mention one other thing earlier, because the old days, you go to a load board, you search for posted capacity, right? And that's kind of been the norm for finding trucks, which is also the norm for double brokers to find new victims, right? I post an UMC number and say I have a truck here, and people call me, or I start calling on loads posted, and I can start stealing freight easy, right? That's how it's always been. Using Highway, you're going to find capacity that's never posted on load boards. I mean, Joy, you know this probably better than most, and I'm sure most people on this call know it. The load boards it's kind of the last option for freight, or it's a last option to find trucks. It's not typically the first option for the better loads. So since we have every single asset-based company inside of Highway, and we know where they run freight already, it's a far more expansive view to find capacity than just what's been posted on a load board. It's kind of like the way it used to be, right? Here's a list of carriers, start making calls. But yeah.
Right. Have you gotten any testimonials to kind of speak to you mentioned something earlier. Again, I talk a lot about dispatching because that's my life. Dispatching motor carriers that have multiple trucks and not checking that scheduled auto can lead to some issues, you know,
because right.
is that a shadow broker load, a load where they are accepting that load, but they're in all actuality allowing somebody who might be using a different MC to move it.
Exactly.
They're just going to pay them directly. You know what I mean? Like, is that happening? Do you have any testimonials so far of, you know, maybe how that has mitigated some of those issues? Because I know it's prevalent.
Yeah. We've got quite a few testimonials. I think Edge Logistics out of Chicago, they were our first customer to start using Highway last year. They're very outspoken about it. You mentioned a couple brokers that have been on the show lately. I'm not going to repeat their names. I'm not supposed to talk about names, but maybe both of them are now Highway users that could probably tell you more about it. I think I saw on the 20th, you have another brokerage coming on. I'm talking to them right now as well. So there's quite a few testimonials of people you can talk to about it. And then I think the biggest claim to fame is we haven't had a single double broker get through Highway. Like, our firewall is so secure and so relevant that fraudsters cannot get through. We actually have a 23% abandon rate of people trying to get through our identity engine and fail. And it's not hard. If you have a cell phone and you actually have the authority of the carrier you say you were with, it's a very easy challenge to get through it. And we have a 23% abandon rate right now of people who can't get through it, right? So, which is crazy to hear. About 1 in 4 attempts have been fraud.
Man. You know, I love the. I think that is a new standard, especially since it's only to identify and not necessarily to, you know, I didn't get the vision or the perception that if I put my information in there, my number up there the first time, that if as a dispatch service, I come back a third or fourth time and I'm putting in the same number, that I would have some type of issue because it's saying, oh, this number has already been used, you know, use another number. I'm not getting the feeling that that's the situation, right?
Right. No, exactly. Once you've created your account and you have, and you're a verified dispatcher or you're a verified carrier, then your account's already been made. You don't have to keep going through it over and over and over again. You get verified the first time. And as long as you use the same IP address to log in for the next carrier you want to book a load for, you're in, you're good to go. It's a friction-free process. Okay. That's probably a better way to say that.
Right, right. No, and I love that. I definitely love that. And you mentioned one of these CEOs, your first major company, your first major customer. You know, the funny thing is, I just got connected with that guy on LinkedIn. I want to interview him, brother.
Yeah,
Kurt.
I'll get Will to come on with you. He's a super super vocal supporter of Highway. Him and our founder Jordan Graft are best friends. I might be able to connect the dots for you there too if you want him.
Oh yeah, I would love that. Like I said, man. Especially with, again, you connected me with the Sonar team. And, yeah, you know, being able to connect the audience here in the Transportation Logistics Clubhouse to those freight opportunities, I think that right there would be a huge value add. And at this point, that's all we're really trying to do, is just to make the lives of our listenership easier. So, you know, on top of all the rates being what they are right now and fuel being what it is, maybe that's one portion that they don't have to go out and search for. And we can provide them that source. So appreciate that as always, brother. Okay. So look, I'm thinking that this is a very solid tool. And then you mentioned, all right, what type of capabilities does the broker have to have if you're going to be? You said something about the TMS and getting them integrated into the TMS. What does that look like?
Yeah. So you don't have to have a TMS in order to use Highway. But if you have a TMS, life's a bit easier, right? We'll just do a full integration to push your bespoke build out and your customized rule sets for onboarding. And then every single time you onboard a carrier, the carrier's profile will become an active approved carrier in your TMS system. You'd have their insurance certs, you'd have their broker to carrier agreement signed, you'd have their W-9 verified. We collect the payment information on how the carrier wants to get paid from whatever payment terms you offer. So it's easier if you have a TMS because you're just collecting all that information into your system already. If you don't have a TMS, you can still use it the exact same way. You would just manually host the information on that carrier, however you're currently hosting that data for your carrier network.
Gotcha. Okay, so you don't have to have the TMS, but if you have it, this right here, with the help of the support team, the support staff over at Highway, gets you all nice and lined up.
Yeah, we do the full implementation for you. No extra costs, no integration costs. We take care of it for you, and goes live at that point.
Okay. And you guys, did you also have a compliance piece? Was it something specific to compliance?
Yeah, so it's an automated kind of vetting system for you. So since we already know everything about the carrier, and we can take them through onboarding for you, we also let our brokerages build their own bespoke and kind of customized rule sets. So maybe for general freight, you have 500,000 in insurance as a minimum and must have safer operating authority, must be passing the FMCSA safety scores. There's probably 10 minimum things that a broker wants for their general freight. And you can have that set up in Highway as your general freight rules. Then for your high value freight, it's going to be like these 6 other rules. So if you want to haul high value freight for Edge Logistics, you have to pass these 6 other rules. And same for refrigerated, same for flatbed, same for drayage. Every different type of freight has their own kind of vetting rule sets or minimums that you have to pass in order to become an approved carrier for that type of freight. So we can build those bespoke rule sets for you. That way, instead of like searching a carrier and trying to look at their profile to see if they fit the bill or not, all you see at the very top of the screen is pass or fail. Are they a good carrier for my bespoke build out? Or are they not going to be a good carrier for my bespoke build out? And it's that simple. You press connect, they go through our identity engine. If they pass, they're in. If they fail, they're out. Pretty plain and simple.
Okay. So you, I mean, so we have several type of presets, let's say,
Correct.
regular general freight, you can get in with this. Is it, and if it's going to be something like copper, something that's very high value, is it a matter of that is going to pop up if that's the load that we're talking about, and the
Correct.
broker
So,
then
yeah.
has to, okay.
The broker would send you a link to become an approved high value freight carrier. And if
Gotcha.
you've
So
got if you
second
have the higher
onboarding.
insurance, exactly. Or technically you could onboard for everything at the start and then know immediately for this broker I can haul everything except for high value freight. Or and the broker would see that too. Like this carrier is great for general freight, great for drayage, great for refrigerated freight, but not for high value freight. Maybe they have a
Okay.
policy exclusion so they can't haul precious metals at that point. But yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I love it, man. Anything that is helping streamline the onboard process, because when I got into the industry, man, this stuff was manual.
Yeah.
I was getting a broker carrier agreement that was so blurry and rescanned 30 times, and you had to write your own answers in and scan it back, and you're like, I know they can't read this. So services that streamline that process, I really, really love and I respect, because they're just making everybody's day a bit easier. I've had the pleasure of having Jay Pelkey of My Carrier Packages on this bad boy, and what he said his model was, he wanted to be able to make the situation, his service, affordable. You know what I mean? What's is the price point? What's the price point? Because this is a good service.
Yeah, this is that's a very, very, very good observation there. And the My Carrier Package is it's a great product. I think at the end of the day you'd be comparing like a Civic to a Tesla. If we're being just we're just throwing cars on the table, Carrier Package is a great tool and it gets the it does the bare necessities of what needs to be done and that's about it. Whereas we are fully preventing any fraud or double brokers from ever getting into your network again on top of a sourcing tool, on top of an automated vetting and onboarding tool. So we're a bit more of the premium luxury version of
I
everything at
got
this
you.
point.
Okay. Look, you say no more, because I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
When it comes to My Carrier Package, the way to get in is you just have that person approve you. Whoever's on the system, they can approve you, and you're in there from that point on. And now with RMIS, it used to be just a matter of you can go through that entire process. They just recently started making it so that if you change one of those contacts when you first put the MC or the DOT number, you go to that next level. If you change that contact, that you got to have that carrier registration ID to confirm, air quotes, to confirm that you have the authority to make changes on the account. But it does sound like this is something that is completely different, not even allowing folks to even get to that situation,
Exactly.
before they've already had a couple, a couple places where they can get weeded out. So, I definitely hear you there. So look, at this point, are we missing anything of the services that you guys have that you're offering out?
That's pretty much it. It's the full product is, and the way I describe it, it's a sourcing tool that then turns into an automated vetting, onboarding, and monitoring tool that's fully integrated for you, with the idea being let's create a company-wide risk assessment to keep the bad actors out and no longer have it be a human manual tool or a human manual error at that point to get it done. So that's the general rule of thumb there with the product itself. Now I should have said that already, but there we do break it into two different products. We have so that's our full product. We call it Connect, and we also have just our sourcing tool, which would be the full where you can search by lane to find carriers. You can find out everything about them, but not onboard them. Onboarding is a full tool, but we have that. We call it Express, which is the cheaper option because it's not getting the full preventative measures of everything. Express is $500 a month, flat fee. All you need is your credit card on file. Go crazy with it. As many carriers as you want to use, go for it. And it's easy to use. And then Connect, the full product, it's variable based on total carriers and network. You're going to start at $2,500 a month on our lowest tier to have everything. And it kind of goes up from there, pending your total carriers and network. If that might be a bit of a better answer for you.
Oh yeah, 100%. We love the specifics and the number. We always spoke of when you were with FreightWaves were the numbers, the analytics, and we understand that these software and these tools they cost. They definitely cost. And if a brokerage is thriving out here, I think that this is just something that is a value add at the end of the day and a write-off. But yeah, cool. Have you ever considered or thought maybe whether this would be something that would be offered to dispatch services? And before you answer that, I would say that I know of some dispatch services that do have, hundreds of carriers onboarded to them and they move them every single day. So, it's just wondering, is that something that you guys ever thought of? Like a, you know, that those entities being your customers.
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. And I'll start by saying we do have many, several, not many, but we do have several dispatch services using Express today, which is the sourcing tool to find capacity, get it going. It's essentially a sales tool for them. How can I find more carriers? How can I find small carriers that run these lanes that maybe already have the freight for to build my network? So we have dispatchers using it all the time on Express. Our full product Connect is only for brokers, however. So the only people that can use our full product, the vetting, the onboarding, everything, it's just for brokers. Brokers are our only clients. We do not sell to shippers. We don't sell to dispatchers. We don't sell to carriers. However, carriers, dispatchers, and shippers are the people who benefit from it the most once carriers start using it. Because once you become a approved verified carrier, your profile is in Highway. People can see that other brokers are using you. You have a very clean looking profile and you're good to go. People can go straight to you. They can connect with you without having to go through all the different hoops. It takes about 30 seconds at that point to become an approved carrier from another brokerage. And it's super easy. And then the other way to look at this is once you have your Highway profile built out as a carrier, as a dispatcher, as one of these companies, then you have a way to connect directly with your brokers you've already started working with, and you can go straight to their independent load boards, their digital freight matching services for you, and you can connect straight to them without having to type in a username and a password for 30 different companies. It's a direct connection linked straight back to them and get going and booking their loads again. So it does connect you both ways, the broker to the carrier and the carrier to the broker. And in this instance, I'm saying dispatcher is acting as a carrier as well.
Right. Well, yeah, that's a like I said, a dispatcher would love something like that. And you just keep me at the top of the list when we're doing these things in the future. Okay, I did want to pivot just a bit because you are a young professional. You've been out, you've been in the sales field for quite some time now, and I'm just trying to see, do you feel like you're always going to be on the sales side of things? And if so, why? Why sales?
Yeah, great question. I don't know if we'll always be on the sales side of things, but I know right now it's the right thing for me. I think eventually I would like to go the other route and become a leader at a company and not be independently relied upon to bring in revenue, more kind of indirectly relied upon in a leadership role. But right now, I love sales. I love getting to talk to people in every aspect of the freight world. I love presenting what we do. I love seeing jaws drop when they see what we do and realize that we actually solve a solution, solve a problem for them with our solution. So sales is great for me. And as you know, like you just mentioned, I've been in the freight tech space for 7 years now. I have a lot of friends and a lot of mentors in the industry, and because of that, I feel like I'm one text away from almost anyone I need to talk to because because I have a lot of friends and mentors that can connect me to people. So sales is right for me at this point.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, makes it easier. Definitely makes it a lot easier.
Right, right. To already have those relationships, not something that you were just, you know, you weren't given those, you know, it took you the time to actually make those organic connections. But now that you've been here, you are always just one step removed from, you know, that next sale.
Absolutely. And I did the 130 cold calls a day for a while. I had to start from nothing and grow it. I had to go to the conferences and start talking to people. You have to start somewhere, but once you get it going, it accelerates. It's the snowball down the hill effect. It keeps getting bigger.
Yes, sir. I love it. I love it. Do you have a go-to close? You know, if somebody's on the edge, I know there are different techniques for different people's needs, but do you have like a go-to if somebody was interested in sales and they're like, man, how do I do this?
I don't know if there's a one size fits all answer there, you know? Okay, because like you just said, every single person, every single deal, every single aspect of sales, it's its own snowflake, and should be treated as such, right? And you know this probably better than most. Once again, you're every single business is built on selling something, whether it's a service, who you are, with something. So there's no one size fits all answer. You gotta be moldable. You gotta shift yourself, shift your mindset all the time. Roll with the punches. Handle it. You know the. There's no right answer to this question.
Yeah, 100%. 100%, my guy. Well, look, was there anything that you wanted to say before we closed out? And are you open to any questions if some folks have questions?
Yeah, of course. Bring the questions on. I don't have like a closing statement to try to sell anybody anything. I'm just happy to be here and kind of spread the word on what we do. And maybe talk to you guys more about if you want to see everything, I'm happy to run a demo and get that going for you.
Gotcha. Well, look, I'm going to keep that open for about 10, 20 seconds. If there were any questions, please go ahead and raise your hand or put it in the chat. But yeah, I'm just going to leave that open for about 10 seconds. And that is just to respect this brother's time. But in the meantime, I did read, brother. I appreciate you, my guy. You know, we met a while ago here in the Atlanta area when you were here for a conference. And, you know, I'm just very grateful for the relationship. And if there's anything I can do to support you, I'm definitely going to do it, bro. But, yeah, that's it. That's everything I had, my guy.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And likewise, I'm always willing to support you. I bought the book. I've only started the first, three chapters. But as you know, I started my new job about the same time you released it. So I've been slammed. But one day I'll finish it. I'll give you my full review, and I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate that support, man. That really means a lot. You know, we talked about dispatching back in the day. Maybe by that time, you know, it's going to be some new business avenues out there. So just keep an open mind. And Big John JD said, so is this an easier way for dispatchers to onboarding new carriers? Brother JD, this is more catered towards the freight brokerage. It's similar. I'm not going to say it's similar, but they have onboarding capabilities just like an RMIS or a My Carrier Package. That's probably what you're familiar with. But it's more so something that is more preventative of any fraud attempts. When people are trying to get onboarded too. It's a long session, but this bad boy is going to be posted on the website, transportationandlogistics.club. And also you can re-listen to it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you like to listen to your podcast. You'll be able to find it there just to get the full of everything, my guy. But yeah, that's it. Tune in on Monday. Again, we're going to be joined by FreightWave Sonar team. And this go around, we're going to be joined with XO Freight. If you guys know, I hope that you remember, but about 2 years ago or so, they had a huge splash because they were for the open deck LTL market. So all those hot shots and flatbed carriers needed opportunities. Or parcels or any of that kind of stuff. I mean, not parcels, LTLs. they were the ones that were able to supply you, but they've grown. Now they have all type of consistent opportunities. So we're going to be talking with XO Freight on Monday as well. So tune in 7:30 Eastern Standard Time here on Clubhouse. Reed, thank you again, brother, and you have a blessed evening.
Thank you, Joy. You as well. Appreciate you having me on.
Anytime.